Well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer. And with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel in math this coming fall. Call now, 866-598-6284, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Play.
Upper Jackerman Red Sox manager John Farrell announced he has stage 1 lymphoma, a very treatable form of cancer. It was detected earlier this week when he had hernia surgery. They'll begin treatment shortly. Bench coach Torey Lovullo will manage the team the remainder of the season. Right now on the south side of Chicago, bottom of the second, the White Sox lead the Cubs by a score of 2-1. The Blue Jays are the best story in baseball right now with an outgoing president and perhaps general manager. They went for it all, acquiring Troy Tulowitzki and David Price at the trade deadline. The turnaround has been swift as well as a success. The Jays host the Yankees tonight, overtaking them for the first place in the AL East. Toronto has won 11 in a row, and manager John Gibbons was asked if they'll win the rest of the games.
Maybe. Yeah, because I think, you know, I think we'll lose at least one more game, I would think. But we're playing good baseball. I mean, that's definitely been the key to this nice little streak. And, you know, hopefully we can keep that going a little bit longer.
The aforementioned Price has been outstanding in two starts at his new home, giving up a run and six hits in 15 innings. He'll start tonight against Ivan Nova. The Mets go for their fifth row after sweeping the last-place Rockies. It'll get a little more difficult tonight with the Pirates coming on to Citi Field. Bartolo Colon and Jay Happ are the starters there. At the PGA Championship, a very crowded leaderboard. Currently a five-way tie for the lead between David Lingmuth, Russell Henley, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Matt Jones. All are at 7-under par. Jordan Spieth one shot back after a 5-under 67 today. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome is a finalist for the National Radio Hall of Fame, with the winner decided by listener text voting. Please text ROME to 36500. Message and data rates may apply. You're listening to The Doug Gottlieb Show with guest host Kyle Brandt.
Welcome. Welcome back to radio. Welcome back to television. We're currently on both, and I'm looking at Twitter, as is my job here. Really, my primary job is to check Twitter. My second job is to host the show. And we are hosting, of course, in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Welcome back. Welcome back. 1 hour left. I should say right now, we are having Matt Harvey on the show in about 18 minutes from right now. You know him as New York Mets phenom pitcher. You know him as the Dark Knight. And you know me, if he goes by the Dark Knight, I may just interview him the entire time as Bane, in character, with the voice, with the mask, with the inflection. Don't think I won't do it. If you've listened to me long enough, you know I've done entire segments as it. So I'm considering interviewing him as Bane. I'll at the very least introduce him that way. He's coming up after this segment. And then we have an open segment to end the hour, which means that as we get out of here, we can goof around and mess around in that last segment and read stupid tweets and the like. And then I go to Newark Airport and go directly to the bar and then go on the plane and pass out. But You guys are cracking me up on Twitter when we're talking about the bodies of work of different NFL teams. Again, if you're just tuning in, I said this week's events puts the Jets in the driver's seat as the most embarrassing resume of all time, given all the things they've been through. I ran them down already. One thing I forgot to mention, of all the things, how do you forget this? And it tells you how bad it is when they can have so many things that you forget New York Jets quarterback Brett Favre texting pictures of his privates to Jen Sturger, at the time an employee of the team. Like, you have that many bad things that I forgot a Hall of Fame quarterback did that, and I saw the picture, and that really tells y'all I need to know. Something that good could be forgotten. I also talked about the Raiders. I talked about the Lions. We talked a little bit about the Redskins. Their list is nothing to sneeze at. My personal favorite, Gus Frerotte, headbutting the wall after a touchdown and injuring his neck, having to leave the game immediately. They ended up tying the game, and they missed the playoffs because their starting quarterback headbutted a wall. If you just have that on your list, that's a great list. Just that alone. They are also the only team to ever lose 73-0 in a game. They lost 73-0 in 1940 to the Bears, largest margin ever. They gave the Lions their first win after the 0-16 season. Joe Gibbs once called consecutive timeouts to ice the kicker after Sean Taylor was murdered. They lost the game because of the penalty there. They also have the only team name in the NFL to conjure images of genocide. There's that. And Dan Snyder can pretty much take your pick. He once went through 7 coaches in 13 seasons. He once fired Marty Schottenheimer after he went 8-3 as head coach. And he filed a lawsuit against the Washington City paper when they printed negative things about him. He decided to sue him. So Washington's list, you could just say Washington Redskins, and that alone is a pretty good list. But tell me again who's in the driver's seat. We've run down Jets, Lions, Raiders, Redskins, and the Browns, as usual, will be last. First, though, I do have to call BS on something. I have to call BS on a breakfast cereal company because, you know, I've seen people take their breakfast cereal allegiances very, very, very passionately. Knives have been drawn over Crunch Berries. Friendships have been ended over Count Chocula versus Boo Berry. I have watched good friendships die. What we could all do is just make it very simple and just admit that Frosted Flakes are pound for pound the greatest cereal of all time. Simple, solid, reliable, perfect. But I bring this up not to do that, but to talk about really the sports cereal here on CBS Sports Radio. What is the sports cereal? It's Wheaties. That's how they built their whole brand and their empire. But I'm calling BS on them because the people that have been telling you for decades that they're building the breakfast of champions is now beer, the beer of champions. There's Wheaties beer, all right? It's a real thing. They just couldn't resist jumping on the craft beer bandwagon. That one, again, that you have the friend who thinks he's driving, and that if you're drinking a Heineken, if you dare to be stupid and naive enough to drink a Heineken, for example, in his mind, he wants to take the bottle and break it over your head because, man, you're just drinking the wrong stuff. He cares so much what you're drinking about. That guy's driving the craft beer bandwagon, and Wheaties is jumping out of it, out of the cereal lane into the beer game. My problem with this is that for decades, like I said, they've been telling you, eat our cereal, and you can become Carl Lewis. This is what the champions eat. Wayne Gretzky, Steve Young, you name it. Grit and swallow some of these brand flakes, and you will win a gold medal. It's a sports cereal. That's the empire. That's the brand. That's the image. And I bought it as a kid. I bought that image because I begged my mom. I really thought that if you eat your Wheaties, you'll perform athletically better and you'll win. I begged my mom during Little League season, can I please get Wheaties? One, because Walter Payton is on the box, and two, because I got a big game today and I got to eat my Wheaties. I mean, who didn't do that? You saw the commercials, you saw the athletes, and this goes back to, you know, my parents' age. Who will ever forget commercials like this?
He's done it! Bruce Jenner set a new world decathlon record!
I spent a good part of my life getting ready for that day. I worked out a lot, ate a lot of Wheaties. Because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting and good for you.
Take it from Bruce Jenner. Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
You see what I'm saying? Now, Bruce Jenner wasn't sitting there killing a beer and getting hammered on the beach with the seagulls in the background. But no, he won the decathlon because he said he spent a good portion of his life training and Wheaties and working out. Why do you go and change that now? That's their brand. This would be like, you know what? Screw it. Gatorade wants to make an extra buck. We are now introducing Gatorade Vodka, or the pre-mixed canned Gatorteenies. Now you can go to the drugstore and buy yourself a carton of Power Bar cigarettes. Yeah, can I get a pack of Power Bars, please? I just want to smoke up, and I see their commercials now. The Power Bar is getting out of the nutrition bar game and deciding to cash in and make cigarettes. Why is Wheaties make? If Wheaties is going to make beer, why don't they just make their own strain of pot? Call it Wheaties, all right? They're going that far out of their lane to do that. You got Bruce Jenner set up on the beach back in the day talking about his battle stories, I got there because I ate this cereal, and now you're going to try to just get idiot frat boys and visors and cargo shorts drunk? And if you think they're taking it super seriously, they're not. Listen, the president of the brewery says, we're not saying it's breakfast beer, but we're not saying it's not. Ha, 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 ha. And by the way, is the Wheaties beer going to be even good? The cereal isn't even good. Why don't you get a good tasting cereal before you start to get people drunk? Wheaties is like someone took Raisin Bran and went in and picked all the raisins out of it and just left you with those brown flakes. And by the way, there's a cop-out too. They're copying out on the packaging. Because if you're going to put champion athletes on the cereal, you got to put like champion drinkers on the can. You know, Alden Smith at this point should be their Michael Jordan. Stick to what got you there. Alden Smith should be on the can. Donovan McNabb should be on the Wheaties beer can. Hi, I'm Donovan McNabb here on the beach with these seagulls in the background. And I've trained most of my life. When I'm drinking and driving, I like to drink Wheaties beer, the beer of champions. Can you give me the Bruce Jenner commercial again? Run back the Bruce Jenner. Ready? Roll it.
He's done it! Bruce Jenner set a new world decathlon record.
I spent a good part of my life getting ready for that day. I worked out a lot, ate a lot of Wheaties. Because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting and good for you.
Take it from Bruce Jenner. Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
Getting hammered on Wheaties beer because a good beer is the one that'll get you drunk. Take it from me. I'm going to go run naked on this beach right now because I'm so sloshed on the five funnels of Wheaties beer that I just did. Wheaties, who says beer isn't just for breakfast anymore? I mean, why isn't it? It's like something stupid you'd see on one of those moronic t-shirts you see in the spring break t-shirt shop. Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, has become Wheaties, take me drunk, I'm home. I mean, why would they do that? I know that every pretentious snob wants to drink the Hefeweizens or the wheat-based beers, and you just can't drink a normal beer anymore. But Wheaties, stay in your lane, man. I mean, what's going to follow? Is there going to be grape nuts beer?